This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
It's Thursday morning. I feel like it's happening again. Australia is starting to come down with maths syndrome.
Oh, definitely. Everyone's getting obsessed, even if they don't want to be.
I wasn't feeling it like yesterday or Wednesday. No, yesterday was Wednesday. I wasn't feeling it Tuesday or Wednesday after the first episode, but I feel like, I don't know, really, it's very mathsy today.
Yeah, it's really, you know, put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Everyone's all over it now.
We're not loving Bryce.
No. Nope.
We are loving Joe, the Kmart hairdresser. Coco's loud and annoying.
But her husband is interesting.
If you don't watch the show, you're like, who are these people? What are these names? We don't know.
Get into it. You'll love it. You'll get hooked. Just one ep and you're in.
You can't not.
Can't not.
It's, yeah, it's like cheese.
Take one bite and you're
Take one bite and you're in, mate.
Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras reporter. Baby, I was home. Celebrate 2 weeks of LGBTQI plus art, theatre, film, talks and more at Mardi Gras 2021. Full festival details at mardigras.org.au.
We've been on the hunt for a Mardi Gras reporter. We want to send someone with a mate to Mardi Gras, to the parade in Sydney. We want them to have flights, accommodation, everything sorted. Yep. But then report back on the Monday as to how it all went down. So they're our representation, pretty much.
They're the state's representation at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And we got it down to two finalists. Dylan and Deb were both top dogs in the running. And now that it's come down to the real pointy end, we don't want to make the decision. So we're handing it over to you, Queensland.
Voting opens in 9 minutes at hit.com.au. So at 8 o'clock, you can vote for your favourite, either Dylan or Deb, who's going to represent the state at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. But we thought, let's give them 30 seconds for one last plea.
See if they can get down on their hands and knees.
For your vote.
And ask us to vote.
This is the equivalent of like the presidential debate. Biden v. Trump, except we like the candidates. So let's say a big good morning again to Dylan. Dylan, mate, this is getting really exciting now. We're at the pointy end of things.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea.
Okay, well, you've got...
I can hear the nerves.
You've got 30 seconds to plead your case to all of Queensland to vote for you to be our Mardi Gras reporter. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock. Finalist number one for Mardi Gras reporter, Dylan, a.k.a. Delicious Sweets. Your time starts now.
Hi, guys. My name is Dylan, a.k.a. Delicious Sweets. And in Toowoomba, we have Glamour, which is a monthly drag show run at the Cube, because we created a safe space for everyone to be exactly who they want to be. I need to go to the Mardi Gras to represent Toowoomba, not just Toowoomba, but Queensland, for your Mardi Gras reporter for Cliffo and Gabby. I will wear sparkly things, big hair, make a spectacle of myself and absolutely love it, and I will wear the hit logo with pride.
He's out of time!
That was well done.
Oh my goodness.
The pressure was on.
Did that go quicker than you were anticipating?
Yes, because having those little tick, 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 tick in the background, I was like, oh, there's a timer, and I heard it speeding up, and I was like, oh, goodness, it's like my show's coming to an end.
It is. Time's up, and you know what? Time is up right now. We're going to cut him off there, and we're going to say a very big good morning to competitor number two, finalist number two. Her name's Deb. You might remember her story. We met her yesterday. Her son came out to her on Facebook Messenger, because he was so nervous, and then she just gave him a whole lot of love and a big hug, and it's a beautiful story. Deb, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm a little nervous.
We're really putting you on the spot here, aren't we?
I reckon.
All right.
That's all right. I think you've got this in the bag. You are the game show queen. You should be able to think on your feet.
For those who missed it yesterday, you've been on six TV game shows, and your current car you won on Family Feud.
So I think you're all right.
Yeah, you're a performer, clearly.
I'm doing okay.
All right, your final plea. 30 seconds on the clock. Convince us that you have to be the Mardi Gras reporter when you are ready. Go.
All right, this is Deb, the game show queen. You need to send me to Sydney so I can take my bucket loads of glitter and just celebrate life and love with all those awesome people in Sydney. I just want to see all the fun and love that everybody's showing. I want to enjoy the time down there with my son. And just love is love. We just want to enjoy some time and Mardi Gras on!
Mardi Gras on!
Well, there it is.
Beauty!
Deb's final plea. That is some good pleading. Well done.
Oh, my God.
Are you on your knees right now? Are you begging?
I'm on my knees.
Debbie, thank you so much for that.
That's okay, guys. It's very nerve-wracking. I'm a bit of a sweaty mess, but it's all good.
You got there, mate. You did very well. Thank you so much, Deb. Voting is about to open at 8 o'clock, so head to our website right now. By the time you get behind your computer, it'll all be up at hit.com.au. Then click on the win tab and vote for your favourite. It's right there, and you guys have to decide.
There's even cute little photos of our two finalists. Yeah. Dylan, as well as Delicious Sweets, which is Dylan in drag.
Yeah.
And then Deb with her son, Angus. So you can see them both and then vote.
It's a hard pick, mate. There's not going to be much in it. Hit.com.au, get voting. Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras reporter. It has been a full week since the Mark Zuckerberg chucked the world's biggest tantrum and pulled Facebook news off Australia-wide. It was the ultimate act of taking your bat and ball.
And walking, yeah.
And going home.
100%.
In the process, he has schooled the government on how you do negotiations because they have backflipped like an acrobat at the Moscow Circus. but we have missed a lot of news because, let's be honest, in 2021, most people get their news from social media.
And even if you didn't realise it, like, that's where you scroll and just kind of pick up on different things.
It creeped up on us.
Yeah.
Didn't it? We suddenly stopped watching the 6 o'clock news because we were getting the hits throughout the day.
Yeah.
On Facebook, a lot of people would have missed a lot of the news that has happened in the last week with the Facebook shutdown. Mm. Pages are coming back as of yesterday and today.
Yep.
But if you have missed a bit of news over the last 7 days, I thought I would put all the major stories together just to sort of fill you in. And, of course, I would use my natural talent to do that.
Sure.
Which, as you've always said, is music and singing. Gabby, you're a big supporter.
Yeah, your voice is just like an angel.
This is what you've missed, news-wise, over the past 7 days. Okay. Facebook pulled news and the world, it went cray-cray. Kim K announced her divorce from poor Kanye. Prince Philip went to hospital, it's not looking good. Larry Emders hosting the chase where O'Keefe once stood. Djokovic won the Open and ScoMo is hoping the COVID vaccine works. Maps is back full of Insta jerks. White powder washed up Hinchinbrook Beach was girt. Something tells us that powder wasn't sherbet. Job seeker went up. Crown Casino stuffed up. Craig Kelly's still a schmuck. When Facebook pulled news, we thought headlines were dead. But Facey News is back. Cause Zuckerberg said. If you're listening to that going, I haven't missed that much.
Yeah,
you'd be right. You'd be right. Alpha Bucks. Friday Alpha Bucks in the morning. $1,000 cash on the line. And we have an answer for you right now, which is.
You get a car. You get a car.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's Oprah.
Tom Cruise jumping on couches.
You don't actually get a car for Alpha Bucks, FYI.
No.
But Oprah is a clue.
Oprah is a clue that will get you closer to $1,000. Mm-hmm. And you know the letters O now, so that's a massive hint. When we play Alpha Bucks again in the morning.
Something keeps coming up in math season after season, Cliffo, that confuses me. Well, many things come up in maths that confuse me, like why they're doing it. But there's one thing within the storylines that always kind of has me questioning because I just don't relate. And that is when they start asking each other, am I your usual type? Am I your type?
Yeah.
And it started last night. It was like
it happens every season.
There's always one of those honesty box things where they have to ask each other questions and they have to answer honestly. Mm. And it's to create a bit of emotion and drama and tears and anger and all that stuff. And am I your normal type normally gets that reaction for the show.
We had Joe on this morning as well. She dropped some pretty big hints that she's not with James anymore.
Well, she ain't his type.
Later on today at the catch up. But she was saying throughout last night's episode, tradies is my thing.
Yes.
Always go for the rough hands, the rough guys, you know.
And now she's going for the billionaire.
Going for the billionaire with, you know, a nice beard and aftershave.
But I just don't get it, Cliffo, because I've never had a type. I've never dated the same kind of guy,
really?
One after another. No. My first serious boyfriend was a skater boy who's now into furniture design, very artsy, blonde eye, blonde hair, blue-eyed, like kind of.
God. Was the Avril Lavigne song around?
You know it.
He was your skater boy.
He was a skater boy. Before him, I went for the bad boy. I went for the grungy kind of band boy who was into punk rock. And now my fiancé is a bit more
nicest guy in the world,
a bit more on the geeky side, loves gaming. Yeah, he's a tradie, totally opposite end of the spectrum. So I've never had this idea that there's a type that I
would say that you're three serious lovers.
Love interests.
Yeah, that's a good way to say
lovers,
it.
Lovers, weird.
Weird. Sorry. I would say they could not be from different ends of the spectrum more. Like no. they are so different, all three.
And so that's why when it keeps getting raised in maths, am I your type or are you my type or whatever, I'm like, what? What is this? Is this a thing? Are people actually going for the same person time after time after time? Like they have like cookie cutter images of all of their exes. So 13, 10, 60, is this a thing? Do you have a type? If you look at your current partner and all your past partners,
yeah,
is there like a common theme? Do you have a type?
Or have you just, maybe you've been burnt a few times. Maybe you're single now. We don't care.
I don't care.
But have you just serially dated
the
same
the same kind
copy?
Of person? Like
your past love interests need a barcode on the back of their neck.
Whether it's
so you can
physical
tell them apart.
Or, you know, a personality thing.
Yeah.
Have you got a type? 13, 10, 60, I want to know about it. Look into your history. Have a look and go,
think about it.
They're all blonde.
And I honestly think, too, if you sit there and you think about your past now, like you might be able to, because I'm actually doing that, and I'm starting to draw the dots going, oh, yeah, there were similarities there.
Interesting.
Ended up with the best one for sure.
Of course. Well, you've got to say that.
Love you, Michelle. Love you so much, my wife. But 13, 10, 60, do you have a type, Taylor?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Taylor, do you have a type?
Yeah, I'm the geeky gamer type as well.
You settled where you've always been
they're good guys.
Settled.
How many geeky gamers have you actually dated?
Serious-wise, two.
Right.
The crushes beforehand have all been very similar.
Interesting.
What is it about the... Because I imagine there'll be introverts, there'll be quite quiet kind of guys, you know, love their games, really into that. What is it about that is attractive to you? Not that I'm saying that's not attractive, but what is it about it for you?
I honestly don't really know. I think I just like the fact they don't go out and party and get drunk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you like a little homebody.
Well, Nev still does that. Just in front of the console.
Yeah, it's true.
13 10 60 is our phone number. Is it Dana here?
Dana.
Do you have a type, Dana?
Oh. What I did, but it seems to be the stocky, bearded kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
So
a big bear.
Did this only occur to you right now while we're talking about it? You looked back through your past and went, oh, I do have a type.
Maybe a little bit more, like, recently it has.
Mm.
But, like, I'd never thought about it as a type because their personalities have still been really different.
Okay.
Interesting. So it's more just the looks for you.
There'd be men who are stocky men with beards right now loving that sick. Because, if you're a stocky man with a beard, you're not a Chris Hemsworth lookalike, are you? And, I don't have a beard at the moment. Have had in the past, and I'm a stocky man. So. Love that, Dana.
I love that I'm someone's type.
Tanika on 13 10 60. Hey, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Tanika. Who's your type? Explain to us.
Oh, unintentionally, and not at the time when I start seeing them, but army men.
Army dudes. Men. So you don't go out seeking army guys? Like you don't go to the club you know that all the army boys go to?
No, definitely not. I've been married and happily married for the last 9 years, but the two directly before met them, you know, sort of getting to know them, didn't really ask what they did for a job until like date two or three, and it turns out, yep, they're in the army.
So what is it? Is it like a...
Do they have some kind of like...
A protection thing or is it the short hair and the fitness?
Like
a
manly kind of really masculine, like they've all had the same jobs in the army as well. So it's that real masculine kind of manly man that I'm into, I guess.
Do they all look similar?
No. Oh, okay. All three of them have been very, very different.
How interesting.
That's so funny because... Dana's type are looking down at their beards and guts right now going, that's not me. That's definitely not me.
Hey, float your boat. Whatever floats your boat. Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty
640. Can you handle what I'm about to do? This is a weekly highlight where I write about being a father and a husband, but I do it erotica style.
Do it naughty.
I do it naughty, guys.
Naughty 640.
Always.
It's all in the
right
name.
Right from the woman's perspective, because I just feel more comfortable doing that. Don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but we all accept it and we just run with it. Go with it.
So enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Parental Erotica, Volume 21.
Oh, it's finally legal in the States.
It's finally legal. If I'm totally honest, it's not always comfortable, but I do it because he likes it. We don't do it all the time, but tonight's his night. I give in to his desires. At first, it's hot in my mouth.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hotter than I remember. He's clearly loving every second of it.
Ooh.
I'll never understand his passion for curried sausages. This particular love fest started earlier in the Coles meat department. Standing amongst the phallic sausages,
Oof.
He turns and says, 24 snacks for $9, that's a bargain.
Sexy.
This is his dirty talk. Hours pass and the steam begins to rise from a bubbling pot. He separates the sausages, careful not to pierce their delicate skin. One by one, the bangers take a dip in their bubbling bath. Slowly, the skin peels away from the meat like some morbid backyard circumcision. It's time to add them to the curry sauce. Extra spicy. It's his space. He is in control. But I pop my head into the kitchen like a naughty girl anyway. I see the massive pot bubbling away before my eyes. That is so big. You've never complained before, he says through a cheeky grin. Why would you want it just one night? With a serve this big, we can back it up again tomorrow. Curried sausages two nights in a row. I'm such a lucky girl.
There's a new app that has made number one in the Apple Store, Clippo. And it's an interesting one because it made number two a few months back and then it got taken down off the platform because Apple thought it was a G-up. They thought that this particular app had broken their algorithm somehow to get that far up in the ranks because it is the Poop Map app. And Apple thought they were having a laugh and they took them off the platform completely. They've put them back up now and they've made it to number one. They're above Instagram, they're above WhatsApp, they're above Facebook Messenger. They are number one in the App Store, the Poop
Map app. It's the app that broke the internet. Has a beautiful rhyming
Poop Map app.
Name, the Poop Map app.
Yeah. So I was looking into this app because I was like, why is it so popular? And the first part about it, I'm actually on board with. So you actually log where you poop. And you can rate that particular bathroom. And I don't hate that because if you're looking for a public bathroom somewhere, and you'd know this, Cliffo, after your outrageous what's the deal with public toilets
rant yesterday.
Yeah,
we unleashed on public toilets yesterday. That's at the catch-up to hit.com.au or the hit-up.
But we're all thinking what's the deal with public toilets. And so this one, you can actually see where people have pooped and see what they've rated that particular bathroom before you decide where you're going to go. So I don't mind
that
part of it.
It's a rating system.
It's a rating system.
For public toilets.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. The second part of the app is a little more questionable. So you can actually follow friends and have a social media type network of people.
Mm.
And you can follow each other and where you're pooping while giving descriptive reasons
much,
and even if you're just pooping at home. For example, you'll get notifications on your phone saying Bailey has liked your poop. From 15 minutes ago. So a similar notification
Bailey,
like a status
you
like.
Might like it through the digital world, mate.
But you wouldn't like it
distance
in real
is a good
life.
Thing, but if you're in there with me, bro, it's no good. In breaking news, at 2 a.m. this morning, the bid to have the 2032 Olympic Games in Brisbane, which sounds like forever away. It's really only
it's
10
only
years
11
away.
Years.
Yeah, 10, 11 years away.
It's not that far.
At 2 a.m. this morning, it took a massive... like Usain Bolt stride ahead because the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, that's the people who decide where the Olympics is and you know, they're the daddy max when it comes to the Olympics.
Yeah.
They've decided that the Brisbane candidacy, I guess you call it,
The bid.
It's now moving forward, and Brisbane has been named by the IOC the preferred candidate to host the Olympic Games.
Interesting.
Which is a massive step forward. It now means targeted talks will happen
to see if
exclusively
we can,
between Brisbane and the IOC.
To see if they can come to an agreement before it's, you know, signed, sealed and delivered.
To put it in Olympic terms, where Usain Bolt and all the other countries are the other runners at the moment. Like, Brisbane has taken a massive step forward.
That's great. I love that.
I think so. I think the Sydney Olympic Games changed Sydney as a city forever.
It changed and made Australia.
It so much better. Totally.
Yeah.
Sydney in particular. And I think it would do the same sort of thing to Brisbane. But not everyone's for it. Pauline Hanson has been very, very vocally against the Sydney Olympics. And she's speaking on our behalf.
Mm.
She's a regional politician, a regional senator. And she took out these billboards. These were everywhere late last year. And they were a big billboard with her big pretty face on it. And it just said, 2032 Brisbane Olympics. Regional Queensland says no. So she's really speaking on behalf of regional Queensland.
That annoys me, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't. You don't get more regional Queensland than me, and that doesn't really speak on my behalf. They do believe that the Olympics, they'll come at a cost of about $15 billion. That'll obviously eject more than that into Brisbane, but they still reckon the regional areas will get a flow-on effect of about a boost of about $10 billion to the Queensland economy.
And that's the thing, because it is costing a lot of money to set it up and everything, and it'll be the state coffers that, you know, pay for that. It's not just Brisbane that pays for it. It's the entire state. And I guess that's why Pauline Hanson was a bit up on a high horse around this.
Well, this is what the government's saying. Regional Queensland will win out anyway. Queensland, and no one covers more regional Queensland than we do at this show here. So we thought, 131060, give us a call. Is Pauline Hanson right? Does Pauline Hanson speak on behalf of regional Queensland in saying that we don't want the Olympics and regional Queensland says no? Or is she completely wrong? Do you believe what the government says, that regional Queensland will really benefit to the tune of $10 billion? And let's be honest, like areas like Cairns, Townsville, Mackay and the Whitsundays.
Oh, they'll get visitors for sure.
Rocky, Gladdy,
and not
Toowoomba,
just that. Like
out
if
west.
If you look at how Commonwealth Games rolled out, some of the sports were spread out regionally anyway. Like they can't do all of the heats in Brizzy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they had basketball in Cairns. They had boxing in Toowoomba. They had, you know, it did spread out throughout the regions as well.
There's already talk of the beach volleyball being spread, you know, right up and down the Queensland coast.
Fantastic.
131060, give us a call right now. Like, we broadcast to regional Queensland. This is the actual heartland of, let's be honest, who's going to be funding a lot of the Olympics in Brisbane. Is that where we want, I guess, our tax money to go? Do we see the benefits? And I'm sure there'd be tourism operators in places like Cairns listening right now going, oh, my God, please. Because
please
people are going to come to Brisbane for the Olympics.
Please.
And then they're not just going to stay in Brisbane. They're hopefully going to travel around. Mm. So is Pauline Hanson right? Is she speaking on behalf of all of us? Or do you support it? Leanne on 131060, does regional Queensland support the Brisbane Olympics?
No, not at all. We've got hospitals that are calling out for basics like renal services. We've got farmers that have been in drought. We've been asking for dams and water securities for years. So if they've got billions of dollars to spend on the Olympics, how about giving us some basic services first, Anna?
A lot of people would argue that, and this is a very general kind of breakdown from me, but that's all really horrible, bad stuff. And horrible bad stuff is happening everywhere, every day, all the time.
Mm.
Do we not do good things for our society and for community and for
our
economy and all that?
Sure.
Just because there are bad things happening?
Sure, but the infrastructure will be in Brisbane. Brisbane doesn't have enough. In this case, Pauline Hanson does actually speak for regional Queensland. If we can't get basic dialysis for places like the Charters Towers Hospital, then I'm sorry, you can't spend billions of dollars on an Olympic bid.
I think the only difference here is that they think they'll get the money in return. You know, they spend money to make money in this scenario. And, but I understand
what
you're saying,
though.
And
I can understand where you're coming from, Leanne.
When you need money in regional Queensland for certain things.
But is that money going to provide the dialysis that Charters Towers is crying out for, you know? So you make a point, Leanne. Cameron on 131060, does regional Queensland support the Brisbane Olympics?
Look, I think regional Queensland will benefit from the Olympics. Yes, I think generally they will support it.
Mm.
provided that we get our fair share of events, you know, like if we're going to pony up a heap of money for it, you know, through farmers and mining and all that sort of stuff, our taxes, then we need to get our fair share of events hosted in our cities up north, Cairns, Melbourne, Cairns, Townsville, Mackay and all
that. Let's not send them to Melbourne.
The success of the Cairns Taipans, they're one of the strongest basketball teams in this country. Like, sending the basketball up there to the newly renovated Cairns Convention Centre.
That'd be a great idea.
Makes total sense to me.
Yeah, definitely.
We had the Commonwealth Games, we hosted some events up here, netball and stuff like that. And you actually felt like you were part of it type thing. So,
and it gives everyone an opportunity to go and experience it, which is so cool as well.
131060, David, does regional Queensland support the Brisbane Olympics bid?
Oh, I would say no.
Okay.
Why is that?
Well, same as what the previous lady said. Not many people get out of it. Like, I worked for the Commonwealth Games here and in Cairns. I was one of the head security managers. They pumped money into it. It was not planned out well. We had people working 16-hour night shifts, falling asleep on jobs. We had people dropping like flies just because it was just too hot, too understaffed, and they didn't organise and plan it well.
Where are you?
I'm in Townsville.
And you don't think
during the games, we travelled all up. Well, we didn't. The main securers of organising stuff dillied and dallied around for 18 months, and a lot of people still haven't been paid.
Wow, that's interesting. Is it a different organisation that runs this compared to the Commonwealth Games?
You'd like to think the Commonwealth Games is a very organised kind of setup as well, but...
Well, there you go.
131060 if you want to weigh in, or hit us up at our socials. Hit QLD Breakfast is the place.
Brooke, do you have a stat of how many we have against?
Yes, surprisingly, 92% are actually against.
Oh, my God. Maybe Pauline Hanson is on the ball.
That really shocks me.
I'm shocked too.
We'll reach out to Pauline Hanson and try and get her on the show later on today or tomorrow, because it would be really interesting to hear her breakdown as to why she thinks regional Queensland doesn't want the games, but that's been an interesting snapshot. The Hit Breakfast Show.